football on off the ball.
Spurs see themselves as this big club, but like, are they a big club really? Like, the whole, this whole narrative around Frank, and it's got so toxic and so nasty as well. It's just a really bad reflection on Tottenham Hotspur fans in general.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Lee Grace, Shamrock Rovers defender, speaking to us ahead of another very exciting Premier Division season. We're hoping, what's your own feeling just going into the season?
Excitement, I think. The off-season is long enough and we're all raring to get back onto the pitch now. I know our off-season is a bit shorter than usual because we made Europe last year, but now we're itching to get back now and can't wait for it to get started.
I was listening to an interview with you recently and you were speaking very highly of Stephen Bradley. Just interested, like, after all these seasons, all the success you've had with Stephen Bradley, like, what kind of an impact has he had on you, both your career and your personal life?
Massive, obviously. He brought me to the football club and obviously trusted what I'd done and obviously kept me all this time, so I owe him a great deal. And just in terms of his management style, I think he's always willing to learn. Every year there's something new to the way he coaches and manages, and you have to do that. You can't stand still in this league because you'll get eaten up fairly fast. So I just think he's willing to learn and how he gets his message across to us players and makes us believe, I think is brilliant.
When I spoke to him about motivating players that have won everything in the game, he just said about the fact that personally, you know, people, he wants to see players that want to improve themselves every season, and if you don't show that, you're gone. Is that something you
need to echo? Yeah, that's fair enough. I think if you don't have the right mentality to keep winning, he always mentions the word hunger. If you're not hungry anymore, you'll get found out fairly fast and you'll be out. So I think he's put together a great squad that are hungry to win things and continue to win things. And gladly we have in the last few years, but that's all in the past. We want to keep winning. And if you lose that hunger, as you said, you'll be out the door.
And considering you'd lost the title the season before and then maybe you were written off at the start, well, not written off at the start of last season, but a lot of people said St. Patrick's Athletic were the favourites, Derry City possibly. Was last year's title, and I suppose married to that double, was that most, I suppose, satisfied you felt at the end of the season?
Yeah, obviously the first league I've ever won is a great one. Obviously the first one is brilliant, but last year was probably my favourite one, to take it back. What we left go the previous year, that obviously we didn't deserve, Shells deserved to win it that year, but last year I thought that hunger and fight was back in everyone. To lift both trophies at the end of the year was something special.
Your injury frustrations last season, are you kind of over everything? Are you feeling fit and healthy going into this one?
Yeah, obviously pulled my hamstring in Iceland last year, second last game, but no, I'm back now on the pitch and working hard to try to get back to full fitness. I'm not too far away now, so should be good to go when the season kicks off. And hopefully this year, I was unlucky with a few of the injuries, obviously a couple of falls and a tackle or two, but hopefully this year I can put the injuries behind me and have a strong season.
What's it like going into a new season, playing behind a future World Cup star?
Yeah, it's great. I can't wait for Pico, touch wood now, he's in the squad, which he should be and will be, and can't wait to see him in the World Cup. It's unbelievable. Hopefully Ireland get there as well, we can cheer on Ireland and Cape Verde, but it's all credit to Pico, the way he works every day, his standards set so high, so everything that's come for him, I'm delighted for him.
Is he, throughout his career he's always been a very determined and I suppose a character on the pitch that, you know, doesn't take knockbacks. Like, what's he like in training? Is he like the hardest worker in training at Shamrock Rovers?
He's definitely one of them, if not the hardest worker, just in terms of his preparation and stuff, even before games, before training, the way he prepares his body for the sessions. And then obviously on the training pitch he is working hard like everyone else, but he does set the standard very high. And as I said, I'm absolutely delighted for him and can't wait to see him in the World Cup.
Off the ball, one of our early games last season was Shamrock Rovers up at Drogheda United, and Corey O'Sullivan, I think, was the first time I'd seen him in the flesh, and I was blown away. And we saw it throughout last season. He played, I suppose he's filled in for you, that left of the back three.
Yep.
He can play as the flying wing back, he can play in the central midfield. How high can this guy get to? What have you seen in training as well as playing alongside him?
Corey's been brilliant. As you said, he's when I've ever been out injured, he filled in and it didn't make any difference. He was absolutely brilliant, I thought. And he's only improving every day. He's willing to learn. That's the main thing. His attitude is brilliant. He listens to us more experienced lads when we're trying to tell him stuff, and he takes information on, because some people, you're telling him information but you can see it's not going in, but Corey takes it all on, and he can go as far as he wants, I think. As you said, he's versatile. He can play in a couple of different positions. So Corey's been brilliant for us, and I'm sure he'll have another strong year for us again.
And Stevens coming in as well, possibly into that Chamacrowers back three. What have you made of Enda's contribution so far in pre-season?
Yeah, he's been brilliant. Look, his bags of experience, played at the highest level. So he'll bring that into the group. He's already very vocal in meetings and stuff and on the training pitch. So lads will listen to him because, as I said, he's played at the highest level. So he'll bring a lot of experience. He's obviously a very, very talented player. And he'll be pushing all of us in the back three to get the jersey for Friday night game. So, yeah, it should be good competition.
Just want to ask you as well about Jack Byrne, because Jack Byrne left the squad in the middle of last season, and then at the end of the season it seemed like, you know, he's been linked with other clubs in newspapers and radio and that kind of thing, and then Stephen tells us during your European campaign he's going to be back for this season. Were you surprised to hear that news?
I know, look, obviously, look, whatever happened behind the scenes happened between between Jack and the gaffer, and look, as us players, we obviously know how talented Jack is, and to be fair, he's come back. He's got his head down, he's working hard like the rest of us, and that's all you can ask for. Whatever happened behind the scenes happened, it's in the past. It's kind of a new slate now going into a new season, and as I said, he's working hard like the rest of us, put his head down. So if we can get the best out of Jack, you know how good that is. So hopefully we will get the best out of him, and no doubt we will.
Our first live game and off the ball, Shamrock Rovers at home to Dundalk. How do you look at that as an opening day fixture?
Tough. Every game is tough. I know it's easy to say they're only coming up and probably we're at home, whatever, we're probably down as the favourites, but there's no easy game. You take your foot off the gas in this league and any team will turn you over. So first game, both teams will be excited. So yeah, it should be a good one.
Brilliant chat to you, Lee Grace. Thanks to you for that.
Introducing a new Off the Ball football podcast original. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors. These are the stories of those big money deals that just didn't quite happen.
Ronaldo. He's made space for himself. Ronaldo's shot. Pick that out. What a hat trick.
Episode 1 of this podcast series focuses on Ronaldo and a move to Glasgow Rangers. Subscribe now in your OTB football podcast feed to not miss an episode of this 6-part series coming to you live each and every Monday.
Michael Duffy, we're here in Whelans ahead of the 2026 League of Ireland season. I mean, first of all, we're in Whelans. Are you much of a music fan?
No, not really.
Not here? No. I know, I was going to say, I doubt you'd be making many trips down to Dublin to watch music anyways. A bit away from the music, the professional side of the game. How's the pre-season going? How's the body?
It's been good. It's been tough. But I'm feeling good going into the season. We all are. We've had a very tough pre-season, but everyone's in good shape and we're looking forward to the first game now.
It's a highly exciting time for Derry. I don't need to be telling you this, you know yourself. There's so many things going on. If we could maybe touch on first the end of last season and finishing second. You have Europa League football this summer. How exciting is that?
That was massive. It was a massive part of last year. The disappointment of not getting Europe last year and watching the teams play in Europe, you know, throughout the season, and it's the most exciting time in the season, really. So for us to get that back, for us as a group and for the fans, it's a great time. It's an exciting time in the season, so that was massive for us, and we finished the season very well. We went on a great run, and we managed to do that. So hopefully we can kick on now and start the season the way we ended it.
Is it in the corner of your eye, maybe Europe kind of coming over the horizon, or is it something that you don't think about until it comes to summer?
No, we won't think about that until it comes. We have a lot of league games before that, so that's going to be our main focus until Europe comes around.
Europe obviously allows you to bring some signings in the door. I mean, we can rattle through the signings this season, like James Clark, Darren Markey, yeah, Patrick McLean, and obviously the big one is obviously Jimmy coming home.
Yeah.
How exciting is that going to be?
It's exciting. It's exciting for us as players. It's exciting for all the fans in Derry. We're building a really exciting squad and some quality players throughout. So, as I said, it's exciting for us, and we just can't wait now for the games to start.
Are you looking forward to playing with Jimmy particularly? Obviously, yourself as a winger, he was a winger. I know he's kind of sometimes moved back to play more of a left-back role. Is he someone that you would have, I know there's not that much between you, but would you have been watching him over in England, hoping maybe this day would come, the 2 years together playing for Derry?
Look, the career James has had is unbelievable. I know he left Derry and went to Sunderland, I think it was, and the amount of games he's played in the Premier League for Ireland, everything, and I've always watched him and obviously wanted him to do well and stuff, and to get James back now and the level he was still playing at, you know, he was in the Championship still playing nearly every week, so to get a player like James back and amongst our squad now, he's going to be brilliant for us on the pitch and off the pitch, and I'm really excited to play alongside him.
Have you been had much training sessions with him so far?
No, he was only in at the start of the week there. Right. We were on a camp last week, so he was getting sorted and moving back, so it was only the start of the week really, one session on him, so that was a good session.
You had to see the true professionalism come back from playing in the Championship yet. Obviously, with him coming back on all the new signings in, the exciting football that you play at Derry is going to lead to the stadium hopefully being sold out a lot of the weeks and a lot of people there. You have a new pitch coming in the summer as well. Are you excited to play in a sold out Brandywell?
Yeah, big time. You miss it now, you know, after the season, a couple of weeks is fine to get off and refresh and stuff, but I just can't wait now to get back. Obviously we have our first 4 or 5 games are at home as well, which is a real advantage, and it's great for the fans as well, so I'm sure that the Brandywell is going to be packed out for them games, and hopefully we don't disappoint and we can get off to a good start.
How do you find the off season then? Is it maybe knocking on the back of your brain that you're not playing football every week?
The first few weeks, to be honest, I enjoy a break. You know, I go away with the family and stuff, and the team usually does something together as well, but after them few weeks, you just be dying to get back on it, and you try to get your legs going again, and you nearly do like a mini pre-season now before pre-season. That's the new thing, and every player comes back fit, ready for pre-season, so, and our squad done that, and we've had a great pre-season.
We spoke about the signings that are coming in, a lot of them in the forward areas. The competition for places between 3 or 4 places on the pitch is going to be so tough. Is that something you're relishing, and maybe it kicks everyone on to a higher level in training?
It does, it kicks everyone on. You want to be competitive every day in training, especially whenever you want to be successful. I think you need a big squad, you need a lot of players in the same positions who can come on and tick people's positions, and good for different games as well. They mix it up. We have a lot of different type of attackers, so you look at the Rover squad the last few years and it's hard to guess their team sometimes. They make that many changes going into different games, and I think we're building a squad that we can do that, and an exciting squad with a lot of attacking players.
Sorry. The league this season, yourselves and Shamrock Rovers are the two favourites going into it. Is that something that's playing on the minds of people at Derry City, and how much do you want to bring a cup home to Derry?
Look, it's been way too long now since Derry City have got their hands in the league title. It's been my goal since I came back to the club. And it hurts every year whenever we don't do it. But that's always going to be the main goal. It's the manager's goal. It's all the players we've signed. Everyone wants to be successful this year, and we know how tough it's going to be. But we'll believe that we can do it throughout the season, and hopefully we can make it happen.
How much are you enjoying playing under Tiernan Lynch? We really saw the system kind of come together towards the end of last season and really click in the last couple of weeks. You had double-digit goals yourselves for the season in the league. Do you enjoy playing under his system?
I do. Tiernan's been brilliant for me since he came in. The first thing he said to me when he came in was, you need to get them goals and assists in double figures. And he sort of give me like a free roll in a way. All attackers, to be honest. And once I clicked, whenever the four of us were interchanging between each other, and it's hard for defenders to mark, and it was really enjoyable for the attackers to play in that shape, and it worked well for us throughout most of the season.